It's blah, 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 just one unsubstantiated claim after another. Well, here are two substantiated claims that actually mean something if you need roof repair or a new roof. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Throughout my career, I've developed hundreds of innovative products that make people's lives easier. That's what Kabbage does for small business owners. They've developed a simple and flexible way for business owners to access a line of credit of up to $100,000. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Kabbage has provided over $2 billion to 80,000 small businesses like yours. To get started, visit Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
Call us first. If you're thinking about refinancing or moving, call Vincent Mortgage first. Knowing up front what you can afford opens up a world of options. Let us help you find out in as little as 8 days. Rates are still at historic lows. So if you're looking to buy a home or pay off debt, you got to call now. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Ah, the sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for Samsung laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with 6 locations and Samsung kitchen packages at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at theappliancediscounters.com.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Turn it up.
Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
bodily fluids.
Get loose and up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 20th edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Brought to you by Amini's in Chesterfield Valley. The building has a copper dome on it. Nothing else looks like it inside or out. It is Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S. Very difficult to describe to you. You just have to go in there and see a store like no other store, where they sell all kinds of things, but they don't sell any junk. And if you want the finest patio furniture made in the world, this is the place to get it, as well as other great furniture. We'll talk about Amini's after this. Let me see. I've got the schedule in front of me. It tells me who's on the control board today. Well, today, it's Eon the Peon.
What?
At the control board.
Wait a minute. That's me.
That's you. What? Well, wait, that's me. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member, the SIPC, and NYSE. And if you are looking to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably, it would be a good idea to sit down for a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark.
What's the cost of
and
that?
Jason? Nothing.
Whoa.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Speaking of chicks, you got to be around sometime and watch this guy work with the groupies. Oh, my goodness. After a show backstage, when this bass player, singer extraordinaire works the room, his name is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yes.
And Rat Boy has never been to a meeting. He's going in there. He's going to try to go in this weekend. And wants to know, do they sell what?
Cheese.
No, they don't sell cheese.
Why would they sell cheese?
Why would they sell cheese? That's a good question. And he, I don't know, one track mind. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boys. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Woo. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm kind of, I believe the word is listless today. Just kind of dragging, and I realized why. It's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Got him. I got him. He thought I forgot it, and I didn't forget it, and I got him. He wasn't ready.
Now we have to edit.
Oh, my goodness.
You ready to edit?
Sure.
Okay. We'll cut that out, and we'll pick it up here. 3, 2, 1. Well, probably because it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Well, how bad you must feel.
Awful.
Like an idiot.
Terrible.
Embarrassed. We are brought to you by, thank you, Dan. We are brought to you by, if I ever lose Dan, I have no.
If he doesn't laugh, that's the day it should stop.
If he doesn't
laugh that day,
it's over. It's just over because nobody's laughing.
I was laughing too at Peanut's response.
Meanies is in Chesterfield Valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low. Hang your head over here. The wind blows.
Thank you.
Wow, he kind of threw his curve there.
Yeah, I did. So what's under that copper dome? What's inside that place? Well, I can tell you a few things that are there. There's a lot more than this, but let's cover a few. One, there's a rug hanging in the Meanies. It is a hand-knotted rug that was in the home of the palace of some sheik or prince or something. I forgot the real story, but it's about 153 years old. Maybe 158. It's over 150 years old, and it's hanging in the Meanies, and it's for sale. It's for sale, and the price tag on it is $700,000. That's not a joke. It's not a joke. People are going to take pictures of it in the price tag. I did. I took a picture. What a rug. What a beautiful rug. Now, it is for sale. Not everybody has $700,000. Well, in fact, almost nobody would have $700,000 to spend on a rug. But there are other things in there that you might find that are within your budget. When you have finally decided to stop buying junk and buy something that's going to last and last and last, whether it's furniture for a room in the house or an accent piece or patio furniture. And then there are those things in there that they sell that actually, as corny as it sounds, bring families together and cause the kids maybe to not want to go out and stay home. And that's things like pool tables and pinball machines and arcade games. We spent many, many terrific holidays downstairs with my late great father-in-law at the pool table and a couple of pinball machines, and they're still there. You talk about years and years and years, and now I have a grandson who loves to sit at the pinball machine. They have those at Amini's. They also have a big sale. And it's going on right now. It's 9 more days. It goes through the 29th. It's a Norwalk grand opening. Norwalk is a type of upholstery furniture. And they have floor models and special orders on sale. Again, big Norwalk grand opening sale now through the 29th at Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S. Please take a look at the website, Amini's.com. Better yet, just go in the store. Our golf tournament is 3 days from now, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, 3 days from now at Normandy Golf Club. Coming down to the wire here, I will continue till the very end to squeeze as much as I can out of as many people as I can because of where the money goes, where the profits go, and that's backstoppers. Now, I want to mention a couple of things. The golfers paid and sold out pretty quickly, $100 a piece to play. There will be 30 foursomes, so there are 120 people playing. And then there are sponsors of a hole-in-one, a couple of those, First Community, Johnny Landoff. Then you have the lunch sponsor, Mark and Jason. And we have various sponsors for various things, and that's fantastic. But what's even more impressive to me, and I have to, I don't know everybody to thank, but we had a couple of people In fact, a couple of the advertisers I speak for who wrote checks, who couldn't play, weren't going to be here out of town. They wrote checks anyway because it's to Backstoppers. Thank you for that. And the one thing I never do is I never go to an advertiser that I speak for and ask them for anything. Anything above and beyond what they're already paying for. And that's advertising and helping us keep the show on the air. They did this on their own. I didn't pick up the phone and call advertisers and go, hey, would you like to write a check for $500 to Backstoppers? No, a couple of them just did it. So it's going to make our total even bigger. And I'm looking forward to presenting Backstoppers with a really nice check after our tournament Friday. And it is going to be fun. And if we do it again, now you'll know to get in early. But you still have a chance to play. You have a chance to play with the only fivesome in the tournament. Here are the players. Me, Peon, Dan Strauss, Johnny Londoff, who's going to play the short game. He doesn't drive the ball anymore because of a hamstring issue, but he'll be there for fun. And you, if you're the high bidder. Current high bidder is a guy named Bill. He's at $2,500. If you'd like to make it $3,000, here's what you get. You get 18 holes, in addition to, of course, the lunch. And, you know, after we're finished, we all get together and have a...
And we'll have appetizers and stuff from
Peroni's.
Oh, my goodness,
pizza. Yeah, it's going to be great. But it's not going to be a long, drawn-out thing when it's over. When it's over, we get together, we announce a couple of winners of who got the shortest or longest drive, whatever. And everybody goes home. Not a bunch of auctions and stuff. And a lot of prizes, because prizes cost money, and we want the money to go to Backstoppers. So here's what you get. You get 18 holes of golf with me, Dan, Peon, Johnny Londoff, and you. But wait, there's more, as they say on those TV commercials. You will receive, while you're out on the course, handed to you directly from Dan Strauss himself, a harmonica identical to the one he plays so well on the show.
Yeah.
Signed by him, and a harmonica lesson out on the course. When you come off the 18th hole and you walk into the clubhouse or wherever we're going to get together, you will stun everybody in one lesson you'll be able to play as well as Dan does.
Yep.
How about that? I think that's worth $3,000. So if you got $3,000, you know who you are. I can't believe I have to call you out like this. You're in the car right now, in your nice car, and you know you appreciate the police, and you support what Backstoppers does, and you can't even imagine what it's like for the widow of a police officer, firefighter, first responder, to be killed in the line of duty. You got little kids to raise. Backstoppers, that's where they step in. They go, here, pay off the mortgage, pay for college. That's what they do. And you can feel very good about donating to that cause. Need to bump it up from $2,500 to $3,000 to be the fifth in our fivesome. If you'd like to do that, there are two ways to do it. You could call right now and talk to Dan. Give him a name and a number. Say, I'm in for $3,000. You bump Bill out of the first place, and you're up. And that would be from most cell phones, star KTRS, or 314-969-KTRS. The other way to do it, if you want to think about it a little bit, is email me. My email address is frankopinion@yahoo.com. Say, here's my name, here's my phone number. You bet. I like what the police officers do, and I, too, am sick and tired of the hate spewed out toward police officers because of a couple of knuckleheads that made some bad decisions that shouldn't have been cops to begin with. If you feel like we do, that they deserve some positive publicity and you want to help with what Backstoppers does, you know how to get a hold of us. Thank you in advance. Sunday, on the way back from the lake, we stopped in Jeff City where one of my sons lives. And I said, hey, we're coming through. We want to stop by and say hi to the little man. That's our grandson. He said, well, do you want to eat with us? He said, I'm going to Sam's to get crab legs. I said, you bet. I haven't had crab legs in a long time. Let me tell you something. He goes to Sam's and he buys the biggest crab legs, like a baseball bat. I've never seen such big crab legs. He bought 4 pounds. And boy, did we have crab legs and melted butter. It was fantastic. So now it makes me want to go to Sam's or someplace and just get a bunch of, maybe Annie Gunn's, I just got crab legs too, and steam them and thaw. These were pre-cooked. Wow, is it great. So just an idea, something different. I hadn't even thought about it for a long time, and now I can't get it out of my head. Congratulations to Annie Guns, named by St. Louis Magazine Restaurant of the Year in St. Louis.
Ooh.
Restaurant of the Year. And they deserve it, too. Maybe this is my imagination. I had to mail a letter today. Does it not seem like there are fewer and fewer mailboxes?
Oh, there are.
There used to be mailboxes everywhere. I couldn't find a mailbox.
There are. Yeah, even at the post office, they've taken the mailboxes, some of them, out.
And I guess it's because there's just less mail. We have email.
Right.
And so there are fewer mailboxes. Congratulations to the person that shot and killed the carjacker. And by the way, kudos to our news department, Jessica Machetta. Is that her name? I heard her, toward the beginning of our show, read a news story. Now, these stories usually don't even get broadcast. A scumbag decided to carjack somebody. I think it was here in town. Well, guess what? The person in the car had a gun and blew this person away, and the carjacker's dead. We need more of those stories, the positive side of gun ownership. I've lost some weight. We're talking about scales off the air. I weigh every day. Now, Peon said, you know, they say you're not supposed to weigh every day. Oh, I can't help it. I've lost 38 pounds, and I want to keep an eye on it. And one of the things that I think is interesting is that if you go to the doctor's office, it's still that same scale they used when you were a kid. That sliding thing that slides across. They put a weight on it.
Yeah.
I guess that's still supposed to be the most accurate scale?
I think so. I don't know. And my doctor's office has a digital one that you step up on. It looks like that same type thing, but it's digital.
There's no sliding.
No, there's no sliding thing on it.
Yeah. So my other son calls me a couple of days ago. He's trying to sell a little house that he used to live in. And he calls me and he's telling me the listing price and the offer. You know, one of these days, we'll have to take some time and take some calls and just talk about the ridiculous dance or game that people go through when it comes to selling real estate. And here's how it works, and it's stupid. You have a house you want to sell, so you put it on the market. And let's say the price is $249,900. Now, the reason it's $249,900 is if you put $250,000, there'd be people go, well, I'm not going to look at that house. I'm only looking at things under $250,000. So you make it $5 less, and now they'll look at it. All right, that's the first ridiculous thing. Here's the second. Inevitably, in almost every case, whoever is interested is not going to say, I'll take it. They're going to say, well, how much is it? $249,900. We'll offer $238,900. Now, you have to come back and go, okay, $245,000, and that's it. They will usually then come back and say $240,000. What a ridiculous, stupid way to buy anything.
Yeah.
I don't know how that started, but I would love for that to change so that if you want to sell a house, here's the absolute, this is the amount we have to have, and that's it. And somebody either buys it or they don't buy it because it's stupid. And it's a lot of paperwork back and forth. And the realtor has to call and go, well, I've talked to the buyer. They like the house. They don't like the carpeting. So they said they'll go as high as blank, and then you say no. Okay, it's exhausting and it's stupid. So I told my son that apparently somebody came at him with some ridiculous, embarrassing offer, and I said just don't take it and do this. Say, look, here's what I'll take, and that's it. And don't even come back at me with anything less than that, and shut it down and put an end to it. And I've saved this for last because I know I'm not the only one whose day has been ruined today with the news of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's so,
I don't even know. I'm devastated.
I know. It's just so unbelievable. You just...
Well, how many kids do they have? Like 30 or something?
I don't know. It's
from
a bunch
of different countries?
Yeah.
You ask anybody who knows me. You ask my wife. I told her a long time ago, that is never going to work out. Never. It was just a little bit too feel-goody, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Brad can't wait to get out of that mess.
5th.
Smoke some more dope and go out on the prowl again and forget all that travel the world adopting kids. So good luck, and who really cares? And I think there is, I have to do this one. This is kind of disturbing. Inside Edition did an investigative report on hotel laundry, how they clean their sheets, how, get this. They checked into a Residence Inn in New York, and they sprayed the bed sheets with an invisible kind of paint. And then they checked out. Then they had another Inside Edition staff member check in the next day, and they scanned the bed, and that sheet had not been washed. Now, let me tell you, it's one thing if you're staying in the room. I don't care if they don't wash the sheets every day if it's just me.
Yeah.
Or and my wife. But if I go in there and somebody else has been in and they didn't wash the sheets, that's a whole different thing. Now, here's the question. How often at home do you wash your sheets?
Oh, maybe once a month.
Yeah. A month?
Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we do it once a week. It's not necessary to do it every night. It's not in a hotel.
No.
But,
no.
Man, when it's different people, who knows what kind of bodily leakage that other person has. I'm not sleeping on those sheets. But, yeah, I think we do it once a week.
Wow.
And I got it, to my wife's credit, we have the softest sheets. We have the softest sheets I have ever. I can't stand scratchy, starchy sheets. It's the thread count. We have great sheets. So do yourself a favor. Get some good sheets. Hey, man, you sleep a third of your life. Think about it. Ladies, get in here, please.
I didn't know anything about thread count until years ago.
Yeah, thread count's everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's everything. All right, thanks to Dan, who reminded me of this joke. I don't even know why earlier we were talking about something. This is a story of a couple that's engaged, and her parents love this guy. And one of the things they love about him is he has manners. Yes, sir. No, sir. He's polite. Rare anymore. He has manners. He's just a nice, respectful, mannerly guy. So they have the wedding and the reception, and everything is wonderful, and they wish him well. You kids have a great honeymoon. And they take off, and the first night after the wedding, he gets in the room, takes all his clothes off, jumps on the bed, and says, "Let's do it." She says, "What?" He said, "You heard me. Let's do it. Come on, let's do it." She says, "Well, I can't believe this. How crude. This is our wedding night. How disrespectful. How mannerless." He goes, "What do you mean? We're married now. Let's do it." She says, "What I mean is, where's the guy that I was dating? Where's the guy I was engaged to? Where's the guy with the manners? Where's the polite guy? The guy that even at the dinner table would say, Mrs. Hamilton, to my mom, Mrs. Hamilton, if you don't mind, would you please pass the sweet potatoes? That guy. The guy who had more manners at the table than you have in bed." He goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." She goes, "Let's try this again." So she goes in the bathroom, comes out of the bathroom. He's in the bed. He's got the sheets pulled up. She gets in. She lays down beside him. And they're lying there together. He looks over and he goes, "Honey?" She said, "Yeah." He said, "Would you please pass the vagina?"
All right. Let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, you've got an accident on eastbound Highway 270 midway across the Chain of Rocks Bridge that was blocking the left lane. Now, when I checked it, there was nobody with it, but there should be someone with it by now. But traffic was jammed back between 367 and Bell Fountain. And you had a stalled vehicle. They moved off to the right shoulder on southbound 55 just past Brevis Barracks. Police are with it, but you are backed up from about Weber Road, Bayless area, all the way through Revis Barracks before things finally open up. Downtown eastbound 40 drivers slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. You are heavy on, you are heavy on southbound 270 now, south of Page, down through Doherty Ferry, westbound 70. You still have that slowdown that goes from a little bit west of Highway 270 out through 5th Street. This report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance. They'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
20, to the 10, to the house.
This is Howard Richards. Join us this Saturday for Mizzou football as the Tigers host the Delaware State Hornets on the Big 550, KTRS.
KTRS coverage begins at 1 p.m. The kickoff is at 3.
Touchdown, Missouri.
We are Mizzou.
Tired of stale old potato chips in the vending machine? How about fresh fruit? How about a nice Cobb salad or a nice fresh chicken wrap? It's possible thanks to a St. Louis company called Dynamic Vending. They have a state-of-the-art kitchen where they will cook the meals every single day. They will deliver them to your office, and then you have the option of working through lunch with great healthy food options. You don't believe me? You need to find out about Dynamic Vending. They've been in business here in St. Louis for over 25 years. They're called micro markets, and what they're able to do is they're able to bring you fresh food. They have self-checkout payment kiosks. How would you like Starbucks in your office for coffee options? Yes, Dynamic Vending can do that as well. It is the most amazing company, and I'm thrilled to be their spokesman. DynamicVending.com, DynamicVending.com, or 314-895-1685. Revolutionize lunch in your office. DynamicVending.com.
Have you been putting off finding that dream home, dreading the process of a move? I get it, but you don't need to put your dreams on hold. I'm Kathy with the Kathy Helbig Real Estate Group. When I started in the business 20 years ago, it was my goal to make the buying and selling experience fast and easy. Our team of design and stagers, marketing, mortgage, buying and selling experts, takes the burden off you and helps sell your home for top dollar fast. We also specialize in new construction. At no cost to you, we will negotiate the best price and help guide the selection decisions to ensure the house is exactly what you want and will be resold at top dollar when you move. Tiny mistakes in the new construction process can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. Why not work with us at no cost to you? There's no time to waste in today's hot market, so call us at 314-276-SOLD. That's 314-276-7653. Or online at KathyHelbigGroup.com. Call us today and expect to be moved. Keller Williams Realty West.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Tuesday. Feast on a large 16-inch one-topping pizza and 12 toasted ravioli for $14.50 at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. A large one-topping pizza and 12 toasted ravioli for $14.50 every Tuesday at Stefanina's.
I counted on my Medicare and Medicaid cards every day. Then I heard about a simple plan from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield and called 1-844-84-ANTHEM. This plan goes beyond the basic health benefits of original Medicare. Now my Anthem card gives me the extra benefits I deserve, all for a $0 plan premium.
If you have Medicare and Medicaid, talk to one of our representatives. Call 1-844-84-ANTHEM. That's 1-844-842-6843. Call 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Paid after portrayal. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and or copayments coinsurance may change on January 1st of each year. Part B premium is covered for full dual enrollees. This plan is available to anyone who has both medical assistance from the state and Medicare. In Missouri, excluding 30 counties in the Kansas City area, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the trade name of Right Choice Managed Care, Inc., Healthy Alliance Life Insurance Company, and HMO Missouri, Inc., independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Tim with T&L Tree Service. Fall is a perfect time to start preparing your trees and landscape for the winter. My staff of certified arborists can make your fall cleanup of trees simple and worry-free. Removing dead limbs and thinning the crown from your trees in the cool fall months will prepare your trees for next spring's growing season. Call me today at 314-895-1883 for a free estimate. Next spring, you'll be glad you did. T&L Tree Service. Your trees and plants are our number one priority.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We bought loads of Samsung appliances, all at huge savings. These Samsung appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them. And on top of the lowest price, receive cash rebates on select Samsung purchases. Check out the look of this line at any of our six showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Not available in all states.
Whoa! What do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes. The world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 3232. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3232.
It's SoCal time. That means SOCAL, Southern California, Coachella Valley, to be specific. That's where Mike Evans lives, and that's where he's standing by. And we're going to talk to him courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant, just named by St. Louis Magazine Restaurant of the Year in St. Louis. Well done, and they deserve it. Next door is the Smokehouse Market, and they're both on the east end of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards. Who wouldn't want a gift card from the Restaurant of the Year in St. Louis? And St. Louis has some pretty good restaurants. The Restaurant of the Year, big deal. It's a big congratulations. And now, Mike Evans.
Yeah. Birthday boy.
Hey, Homer, the other day. Is it today?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Ooh. Oh, Frank, I hope you don't spend too much money on me for my birthday this year.
Well, your wish has been granted. Okay. I didn't. Hey, you want to real quickly, Dan, do a quick happy birthday, harmonica happy birthday?
Oh, sure.
Oh, man, yeah. Mike, wait to hear this. This is not rehearsed. And now here playing, and Peon and I will sing happy birthday to Mike. Here we go. Give me a note. Okay, let's go.
Ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mike Evans. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you crying?
You can get a job at a hospital singing that, and they could use that instead of a stomach pump.
We don't just sing that for anybody.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
I don't think we've ever even done that.
No.
No.
That particular.
You never would have noticed. It's like, it sounds so pure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pure. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, the other day, I forgot, I Get Around. Who sang that? Who was that? I Get Around.
Round, Janet Dean.
Sorry, busted. And I got a bunch of emails from people going, Uh-oh. Hey, Mike Evans is busted. That was the Beach Boys.
Actually, you're the one that said it was Janet
No.
Dean.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. You said it was Janet Dean, and I agreed.
Hang on. No. Hold on here. No.
Uh-oh.
No, no. I got here the emails.
I didn't.
They said Mike Evans said.
You said, it sounds like the Beach Boys.
Did what did
it,
we
it,
say?
Was, I don't
he
think
will
it was
never
the Beach
admit
Boys. And I said, yeah, I think it was Janet Dean.
No, we said before we did this.
Brother. Do you want a report?
Pull the tape.
I got a great report.
See,
what really,
I'll pull the tape for tomorrow.
What did I tell
pull
you?
Pull the tape for tomorrow, then to we won't listen
what
to the Frank
tell
try to
you?
A lot of that.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. Happy birthday, boy. Go ahead.
Pop quiz question, Halloween about a month away. Name the name of the star known for throwing the biggest celebrity Halloween costume party. Melissa McCarthy, Jamie Foxx, Heidi Klum, Ryan Seacrest. Answer in just a momento. On Monday, I was doing my outline for today. I just things that I thought I would talk about. And I'm reading now right from the outline. I wrote, what's happened to Brad Pitt? Back in the day when I went to the same church as Brad and his family at South Haven Baptist in Springfield, Brad was such a nice guy, loving guy. Mm-hmm. But in the last year or so, he's been bragging about being an atheist. He's been doing more drugs. He's become a loner. He's been very short-tempered. There's a story of him disappearing for days from Angelina and the kids. He's estranged from his own parents and family in Springfield. What has happened to Brad Pitt?
Well, next thing you know, they're going to get divorced or something.
Oh, there you go. So no surprise at all when I heard the news today that Angelina had filed for divorce. Unbelievable.
It ruined our day.
Well, you know, but I was all over that, homie.
Yeah, you were.
I was. I should have used it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way it goes. TV news, the new season of Saturday Night Live is starting on October 1st, and the best new cast member is going to be, I believe, a superstar. She is Melissa Villanueva. She does incredible impressions, great stand-up, great writer. Melissa Villanueva, I think, could be the next Gilda Radner.
Whoa. Whoa. Is the new season start this weekend?
October 1st.
We'll be watching for her.
Sylvester Stallone is getting his own TV show. It's called Pizza Guy, a sitcom based on a real guy, Richie Palmer, who left New York 20 years ago and opened the Mulberry Street Pizzeria in Beverly Hills on Rodeo Drive. I get cards and letters and emails and texts. And, we're coming to L.A. Where can I see a star? I would strongly suggest Mulberry's Street Pizzeria in Beverly Hills. Every star goes there. I mean, it's a regular hangout for all stars. Just a pizza place. I recommend it.
Well, Sly is excited about the show.
Well, it's too bad you don't have that on audio.
I do have it. I talked to him this morning.
Did you talk to him the same time you talked to Jan and Dean?
See, he's
I was going to let it go today.
We
I have the
go.
Tape. But it you was do? Your birthday. I have the tape. I was going to let it go.
Play
today.
The freaking tape, dog!
Do you have it? Here we go.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Who did that song?
I'm sorry?
You know who did that song?
Was it the Beach Boys?
No.
Janet Dean?
Janet Dean.
I see.
You said it first.
This guy
not
won't
me.
Admit.
Thank you very much. And
he said, was it the Beach Boys?
I said, was it the Beach Boys? He says, no.
Wheel of Fortune just entered its 34th season.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's some Wheel of Fortune stats. Vanna White has turned 3.8 million letters. She, the cost of a valve has never changed. It's always been $250. There have been 15,000 contestants. Every year, 10,000 folks try out. And there are 73 stainless steel, fins on the Wheel of Fortune wheel with 73 flippers.
Yeah, and finally.
Did you want to say there was something else there? I'll agree with you because you're the boss.
No, when you hang up, we're playing that audio again.
You know what? You said Janet Dean first, not me.
Give me 15 seconds. You said, you know,
you
sang that,
you
and
I said
hang on, I said, was it
the,
hold on.
I never brought up her name, I just agreed.
I need 15 seconds, be quiet. Oh. Now listen, I said.
You brought it up first, I didn't.
You said, do you know who Beach sang Boys. That song, and I said, Beach Boys, and you said no, and I said, Janet Dean, you said, yep, Janet Dean. I was asking.
Oh my goodness.
I was asking you, was it, and you said, yeah, Janet Dean.
Pull your head out of
and finally,
boo.
And finally, this guy will not admit, and finally.
More stop.
No, and finally, no, you don't. And finally.
Oh,
wait a minute.
No,
we got time.
And finally, no, we don't. No, we do not. And finally.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, anytime.
You will not accept that you are wrong.
We don't.
Holy, this is unbelievable.
And what about Sylvester Stallone?
How can I be wrong? I'm asking you, was it Beach Boys? You said no. I said, was it Janet Dean? Yeah, Janet Dean. I'm asking you. And you said, yeah, Janet Dean.
All right,
go
you
ahead.
Win.
All right, okay, you win. All right, there you go. There it is. There it is, right there. That's what we wanted.
And finally. Thanks for ruining
my birthday. I was going to ruin my whole freaking birthday. That's what we're here for. Yes, we are happy.
That's just shameful behavior.
It is. Shameful freaking behavior. And finally. There you go. There it is right there.
Who throws the big Halloween costume party? Melissa McCarthy, Jamie Foxx, Heidi Klum, Ryan Seacrest, or Jan and Dean?
Oh, my goodness.
Go.
I'll go Ryan Seacrest.
I'm saying Heidi Klum.
I'll say McCarthy.
The answer is Heidi Klum. From Los Angeles with a completely ruined and destroyed birthday. Probably will be my last
birthday, as old as I am. There's always next
year. I hope you're happy.
There's always next
year. I hope you realize what you have done.
Goodbye.
I'll send you pepperoni pizza.
Goodbye. Shut the front door.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I didn't even get to talk to Sly, did I?
No.
Never got to talk to Sly. Still
no. Because I was going to let it go till tomorrow because I'm like, you know, it's his birthday, and he brought it up a second time.
Yeah, play it again. We're out of time.
He wouldn't let it go.
No, play it again. I say Beach Boys. He goes, no.
I get around. Who did that song?
I'm sorry?
You know who did that song?
Was it the Beach Boys?
No.
Janet Dean?
Janet Dean.
I'm asking him. That guy's unbelievable. You cannot get him to admit he's wrong. Well, we finally did. Okay, there you go. Mike Evans, courtesy of Andy Gunn's Restaurant. Restaurant of the year, according to Singles Magazine. And next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. We leave you with a reminder that the number one selling replacement window in the United States is Window World, and other window companies are jealous. You know how I know they're jealous? Because if they mention in their commercials, do you really want a $189 window? Well, the answer must be yes, because they're outselling you, Mr. Whoever you are doing a commercial mentioning the Window World window. They don't claim that it's anything fancy. It's a window. It's a good, solid window and a great value. And if that's what you want, it's just a good, solid window. They have upgrade windows and triple pane, thermal, nuclear, whatever. They have all that. They also do siding and entry doors. And if you ever have any questions or you want a free home estimate, you just call them. They'll be happy to come out and do that. 314-993-1800. They're very AM and the PM, and they're very charitable. You've given lots and lots of money to St. Jude Children's Hospital. And my clock just went to zero. What happened here? I don't even have the time on my clock. And I didn't even hit it. What do I do? There it is, right? Sorry, everybody. Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
All right, let's get a quick final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, we're over the Chain of Rocks Bridge now, still working with this vehicle accident. It looks like it's just one vehicle right now. The left lane is blocked. You are backed up west of 367. Downtown eastbound 40 is looking good. Now, if you're traveling westbound 40, you're still slowing Van Deventer out to McCausland. Southbound 270, 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, it's west of Highway 270 through the Blanchette Bridge. And this report brought to you by Accountemps. Accounting and finance salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area. Visit Accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show.
Hey, it's Jim Huer. On Tuesday's show, we will talk a lot about Mizzou and Georgia and look forward to Delaware State. Brendan and I will visit with Jim Thomas of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch as we're talking football in the 8 o'clock hour.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Almost half of all Americans are forced to retire unexpectedly. Could you be next? This week on America's Wealth Management Show, discover how to retire on your terms.
America's Wealth Management, Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A Collinsville high school student is seriously injured during a nasty fall on campus. What the district and police say happened.
The exclusive video of the chase and shooting that led to murder charges against a St. Louis police officer.
Plus, Senator Dick Durbin's push on Capitol Hill to help veterans left in the lurch by the ITT Tech bankruptcy.
It's been a high school senior tradition, cross-dressing day. But no more, not this year. Students are now protesting, but not for the reasons you may think.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, a Collinsville High School student is hospitalized.
The boy was injured in a school stairwell when he fell over a banister yesterday. Fox 2's Betsy Bruce reports police are calling the incident an unfortunate accident. Betsy?
Well, Sandy, the Collinsville School District asked the police to take over the investigation of this case as soon as they realized what severe injuries this young person suffered in his fall. But so far,